Trendy. The Honest Truth.
With Benito Vergatini.
8 to 10 p.m.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
There are two things we can be certain of in life: death and taxes. Neither of which we look forward to, but it's a reality we cannot avoid. Joining us in discussion to fill us in on how small businesses could effectively plan for tax season is founder of Cloudworks Investment and CFO at Backer Buddy, Gareth Price. Mr. Price, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Benita. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Gareth, how do small businesses plan for tax season?
I think the important thing with tax season is knowing that it is coming and knowing that there's very little that you're going to do to not pay tax. And once you've made peace with that, you can start actively working out how much you're going to be paying in advance so that it's not a surprise when it happens. I think a lot of businesses outsource or abdicate that responsibility to their accountants and don't take any responsibility or don't make any plans to actively understand what is going to happen and when it's going to happen.
Is that a risk?
It is, because tax is going to happen. You're going to be paying. If you're making money, you're going to be paying tax. So pretending that you're not, or not actively engaging in that process, means you're going to get a surprise come tax time. And if you get a surprise at how much you're going to pay, you end up not having the cash flow, and that impacts on other areas of your business. Or you end up not paying your tax, which results in interest and penalties. So neither of those are great results.
Is there a misconception around being tax efficient or misunderstanding?
I think there is. Or rather, there's a misconception about how much we can actually do for you to be tax efficient. But I think it comes from sitting around a bar with Uncle Dave, who's run a business for 20 years. And, you know, after a couple of drinks, he always says, I've run a business for 20 years and I've never paid a cent in tax. And I think we've got to interrogate that and that guy, because one, he's either done that illegally, or two, he hasn't made any money and he's not a great businessman, so we shouldn't give the same to him in the first place. There are not really any massively complicated tricks and things that we can do to reduce your tax. Okay? There are... We can make sure that you are tax efficient, that you are paying the minimum amount of tax, but most accountants can do that. It's not the big thing that everybody makes it out to be, that there are some huge tricks and loopholes that we can find to make the average SME pay less tax. Most of what is going on there is people hiding expenses or paying fringe benefits without declaring them. That is how people are reducing tax, and that's obviously not the right way of going about it.
So how can small businesses then track and then plan for their tax liability?
I think the answer to that question is to be properly engaged in your accounting system and to have something that is giving you very real-time and accurate information. If you're getting your accounting information, you know, 3 to 4 weeks after the month ends or later, you don't really know what's going on in your business. And if you don't really know what's going on from a financial point of view, you're not able to predict and plan for your tax. But if you've got a system that is telling you day in, day out, how much money you're making, how much money you have to pay out, you've got the information to take that profit figure and work out your tax. Or ask your accountant to help you work out your tax. But it all comes down to, do you have the information at hand regularly enough and accurately to be able to plan your tax liabilities?
Okay, so what system will provide that kind of up-to-the-minute data then?
My personal favorite, and it's something that at Cloudworks we've been using for the last 10 years, is Xero. But Xero alone is not going to do that for you. You've got to know how to use the program, and you've got to be dedicated to the process. It really works if you get the right person to do the right thing at the right time, so that we're doing accounting in a way that is tied into running the business rather than a separate process. It's not about running the business and then doing the accounting afterwards. It's about building a process that those things happen together, and that's what gives you real-time information.
And do you think that utilizing this will certainly provide small business with more accurate information in terms of where their business is? So naturally, planning becomes quite easy.
I think the best way of answering that question is that across two of the businesses that I run, my management accounts are finalized for May. It's one day after the end of the month, and I know what my profit is. I know what my liabilities for the next month are. So I can plan my tax.
How do small businesses then incorporate this? Is there particular processes that they need to undergo? How do they start working this system?
I think the first thing to do is to find an accountant that not just does accounting on Xero, but does Xero accounting. And they are different because you can do accounting on Xero the same way that we've been doing accounting for the last 100 years. It doesn't necessarily get you to this point of real-time data.
Right.
We've got a private accountant that knows how to design this process, how to actually build the system and maximize all the tools that are in there to get you to real-time accounting. And it's important that when you talk to accountants, you ask them those questions. How would you do this? What things would you put in place to make sure that our process of running our business is intertwined with our accounting? And I think another thing that is always important is that business owners need to take responsibility for their accounting. You might be outsourcing it, but you're not abdicating the responsibility. As an accountant, I can't do your accounting without a proper engagement from you. Because you're the one that's involved in the business every day. You're the one that knows everything that happens. I'm only seeing secondhand information and trying to build a picture. I'm going to build a lot better picture if I've got you involved in that. So to really get the most out of an accounting process or an accountant, you as a small business owner have to take full responsibility for that process and make sure that you're giving your accountant 100% engagement. And they will do a better job, and you will get better information, and you will have fewer surprises come tax time.
How can small business owners find out more information around Xero, Gareth?
You can check out Xero.com, and you could find a Xero advisor under the advisor tab. It'll hook you up with somebody in your geography. It'll give you a list of everybody. If you want to get hold of me, you can check out www.cloudworkssa.com. And we would certainly be able to help you along that journey.
Wonderful to hear. Gareth Price, founder of CloudWorks Investment and CFO at Backer Buddy. Appreciate the tax tips this evening, Gareth. Thank you so much for sharing it with our listeners tonight.
Thanks, Benita. Thanks for the opportunity. And hope it was helpful.
Smile.
FM.
It was the strangest thing I've